Hello, and welcome to Socially Savvy, broadcasting live from Power of Women in Social Media, brought to you by Girl Power Hour here in the Bellevue Club, downtown Bellevue. I'm your host, LB Duchess, and joining us today is co-host Lena Venedine.
Beautiful.
I love that pause. I love that she's looking at me like, can I talk now? Can I talk now? I know we're this is a very unusual. Number one, it's on an unusual night. So I'm used to Mondays in a different tempo. And then going live at another live event is a little bit, it's a little different. There's a lot going on here. And then we have Darnell Sue, who is of course, the host of Girl Power Hour, and tonight's event, she's going to be joining us a little bit later and telling us a little bit about more about Girl Power Hour and what they've been doing. She's in her sixth year.
Wow.
Yep. And we have Kat, one of my favorite Bellevue socialites here today.
Oh, I'm a Bellevue socialite today. I love it.
Wow.
Just bumped up my status today.
Oh, please. You, girlfriend, when we're talking about social media and social media events, if I come up to one of these events and you're not there, then I know there's something really, really wrong.
Oh, nah. Well, I think we're all about providing value, and
yeah.
So that's why we connect so well on social media and also in person, too. So
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
So you're going to be we're going to give a quick interview with you here today.
Wow.
I'm really excited.
This is impromptu, by the way, for all of you guys that are listening.
This is quite impromptu. Well, and so most of tonight is impromptu. So for our socially savvy listeners who are listening live, this will be a little bit outside of the norm because we get to do several interviews, chatting about social media, women in social media, and attending events and, you know, giving some tips and tricks on how to deal with all of that. It is a very, very different realm. If you're in your 20s and 30s, you at least have some concept because you've been sort of raised around the idea. If you're in your 40s and 50s, it's kind of like looking at a flying car for a lot of people. Facebook people can't handle.
No.
They're getting the point. They've got the email down. Email's fine. 40 and above, we got email. That's fine. text messaging, we're getting pretty good at that. I'm 43. I can text with my kids. I mean, I can almost keep up with them. Facebook, yeah. Now Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram,
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. There's no YouTube with this tube. I'm telling you. I have got enough social media going on. I don't think I could tube anything. But I think that's how a lot of people feel is, okay, so you've got all these different aspects of social media. Which ones do I fit into? And then figuring out how to do it. It's like I was getting ready to tweet. I understand the hashtags, but the rate in which you guys tweet is insane. I mean, hashtag and tweet and all this crazy stuff. I'm like, okay, there's got to be some shortcuts
to it
that hopefully we'll be able to talk about a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
So. If you're listening live to the show and you have questions about social media or how to interact when you're in social media settings, give us a buzz at 323-843-6090, and we will do our best to answer your call and answer your question. If you can't get through on the lines, go ahead and send us that message on Facebook, LB Duchess, Socially Savvy, Lena Venedine, and even Kat, because she got her phone out. I know if she got a message, that thing would pop up on her phone and she'd be going, hey, there's a message here.
Kat Kim with a K.
Kat Kim with a K.
At Kat, K-A-T underscore Kim underscore. Just to be clear, two underscores.
Because there's a few of you out there.
There's a lot of cats.
Well, but you're
but
the
there's
best.
Only you.
There's only you.
To us.
I love it.
Period.
Today's show is brought to you by Girl Power Hour and Girly Girl Wines. Today we're going to be chatting again on women in social media, socially acceptable, unacceptable, and socially savvy hits. So how are you guys doing? Are you loving this fantastic weather we've been experiencing?
Oh, my gosh. It's been so marvelous.
I'm about to just – it's really hard to concentrate at work.
Yeah. It's a different world. I get confused when I go outside because it's –
I know
it's so warm and there's sunshine.
Did I wake
and
up on vacation somewhere?
Yeah,
where am I?
Not sure what I'm doing anymore in my life.
Well, that big yellow ball. It took me a couple days to figure out that was sunshine. It was blinding me. I was kind of afraid to go out for a couple days.
It's the strangest feeling ever, and that's sad,
isn't it?
Well, it's good and it's sad. And it's
in Seattle.
We just have to enjoy it while it's here.
Yes. Well, and it looks like we're going to have a nice long summer. So I'm very, very excited
about that. Yeah, we deserve
that,
though, because we've had some crappy summers for the last couple years.
We have.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just put it out there. Crappy. Yeah, they've been crappy.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just joking with you.
Darn it.
We can use that slang. It's just, you know, we don't want to be, like, jumping into the abyss with crazy words. But
it's not our most favorite type of weather.
Yes. It
last summer, I can't even remember that last summer.
There was there
I
a
was
summer?
Working.
No, there wasn't.
Way too there much really, last there really wasn't a summer last year.
Good.
So as is tradition, we get to start off, and somebody needs to get Kat a glass of wine.
Whoa.
This
Whoa,
is a socially savvy
I'll
show, and
you.
We start every show off with an on-air wine tasting.
We gave
her the bottle. This is what happens. We give her the bottle. She's like, okay.
I can do that.
I would appreciate a glass, thank you.
So, unacceptable at a social media event, don't drink straight out of the bottle.
Right. Thank you.
So we're very fortunate. Girly Girl Wines has been a socially savvy favorite and sponsor for quite a while.
Yes.
And we get to open our show with their Cabernet Sauvignon.
Ooh.
So this one is a really fun one. It's light and fresh. For cabs, a lot of people think cabs could be really heavy. This one's a little bit lighter. The personality that they give these is what I absolutely adore. So Farah is the personality for the cab. And it says she's extremely athletic, takes pride in staying active and living a healthy lifestyle. She enjoys going to sports games and running triathlons with her girlfriends. Mm. Yeah, that's not me, but the other part is. Whether they're tailgating or celebrating or of the victory of crossing the finish line, they end the day with the great bottle of Girly Girl wine.
Mm, I love that.
What they did that I thought was so fun, and their marketing, and you know, I think this is a great product to go out and check and see what they've done with their cross marketing, with their social media, and everything. Because Girly Girl Wines is a Girly Girl was actually created by Karen. Mm-hmm. Ward, who brought together the whole concept, had seen the design of that is now put on the outside of the bottles from an artist, and brought her into the mix. And so I think it's a great representation of what you can do with, you know, female, and her social media exposure is fantastic.
I love it. What was the name of that? What was her name?
Her name is Farah.
Farah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Farah.
I call her Farah because that's how you say it in Arabic.
Oh, that's so
hot.
Say it
again. Arabic. Farah. Farah means celebration in Arabic.
Yes.
Oh, so
that's
perfect.
What I know it's Farah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Farah.
That's beautiful.
Well, that's okay.
I like the way you say it.
Well, cheers to Farah.
Cheers to Farah.
And you know, it's funny. This is what me and Darnell do all the time. We go around for a walk around the city.
Uh-huh.
And then we go for happy hour. We go for wine. Or we go to her place or my place and we drink Girly Girl wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Girly Girl wine.
They have five personalities. I believe that they're launching a sixth one.
I have five personalities.
Which it sounds like we may be, they're bottling it right now. I love that.
I'm working on my sixth.
I'm trying to stay focused. You are not helping me.
Yes, I thought I was
you know
the only
what?
One.
I was going to say, during the interview, maybe you can introduce us to your different personalities.
I'm not bipolar yet.
No, we're just different versions of Sybil. Oh my goodness! So they are in fact bottling their latest one, which is going to be hopefully, fingers crossed, launching at the Socially Savvy event in 2 weeks at Gunnar Nordstrom.
Ooh!
Gallery. Yeah, we're pretty darn excited.
Wow,
that's fun.
I know that's what.
So what's the Socially Savvy event?
Well, our next two broadcasts, we have this broadcast this week, which is completely untraditional. It's typically on a Monday. Next Monday, we are broadcasting live from our first winery at Apex, which is one of the wineries that we started with way mm-hmm. back in the day. And we're doing a designer swap and shop after the show.
Ooh.
So we're inviting people, if they want to buy a table, it's $25, and they can set up designer things that maybe they don't fit them. Maybe the warm ones that didn't quite go, or it was for an event or whatever. But you can bring up to 5 items to see if you can swap and shop with people there as well.
Ooh,
so we're
going
to have swag bags and prizes and, you know, all that good stuff. So
yeah, that's amazing.
Should be a lot of fun. So come on out if you get a chance. So that's and then the following week, so that's this coming Monday. The following Monday will be over at Gunnar Nordstrom's gallery. He is the only art dealer that is authorized to sell Dr. Seuss, and he's brought Dr. Seuss in for, I think it's 1 or 2 weeks.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
really?
I've got 2 pieces that we've bought from him. And it's not your typical, some of it's your typical Dr. Seuss, but there is some what we call Naughty Seuss, Naughty Kitty. Oh. Oh, it's really. Oh, you've got to come by the gallery and you've got to check out Naughty Kitty, especially the gentlemen who listen to the show, because you will just die laughing. Because when you think Dr. Seuss and you go, oh, hell no. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
It's one of those you look at it and you go, this is not the Dr. Seuss I want to share with my children, but it's very fun. It's creative.
The one you might want to share with your husband.
Yeah, I mean, you know, your friends, and it's just got that very much more adult, fun connotation to it. So it's a blast.
Nice.
Calic Corvée wine glasses. If you love wine but are also counting calories or on a special dietary regimen, you'll appreciate Calic Corvée. Calic Corvée wine glasses are hand-etched in the United States, lead-free, and dishwasher-safe. So go ahead, indulge by the ounce. These wine glasses help measure consumption in 2-ounce increments, which is what makes it so easy to figure out what your intake is. It's also a handy companion for Weight Watchers, smartphones, and iPad applications. Go to www.caloriccuvee.com for more information. And if you want to order, don't forget to put in Savvy15 for a 15% discount when you order the glasses. And actually, Kat, we're going to have you... have a little kitty cat nap, and we're going to have Darnell pop in here, and then we're going to interview you. She's like, wait a minute.
Kitty cat nap. Okay.
Oh, I guess Darnell will be back in a second.
You know, all my personalities are starting to come out now.
I was going to say, she's like,
two, go.
She's like, do I have to take a back seat to Darnell? So, Kat, tell us a little bit about, you know, while we have you here, about social media, about what you do in social media.
Social media. So what I'm using social media for is to propel my movement forward, which is called the Beauty Uprising Movement, which is a movement to redefine and broaden our definition of beauty. So it's not just about how we look like on the outside, but it's about who we are and how we live our lives from the inside. So social media has been fabulous for that, just to send out, you know, really empowering, inspiring messages to women and teens. People are just catching on, and of all ages. So it's been really, really great. And so with social media, for me, it's about sending out a consistent, inspiring message for the female race. Well, for males too, actually. The guys love the messages too. So
well, and I think it helps. You know, one of the things that I love about social media is And it can be a plus and it can be a minus, is it takes all emotion away, and it simply presents the point. So one of the keys that I find when you're dealing with social media, you have to really understand the words and the verbiage you're using, how it's presented. When you're dealing with social media, I tell people, don't just quickly send off a message on Twitter or Facebook, because number one, your smartphone is not that smart, and it will make you look dumb. And number two, you really want to make sure that that message, when somebody reads it, it portrays the emotion that you want it to and not something that you don't want it to.
Right.
So that you can keep it in that positive, uplifting, encouraging space.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. So you've got a Beauty Uprising. Where do people find you, and how can they be a part of what's going on?
Well, they can go to thebeautyuprising.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And you can go there. And I have a free gift for everyone who wants to go there. I have a set of videos that really helps women to understand what's going on in their mindset when they're looking in the mirror. Yeah, so there's three very disempowering things that we do when we look in the mirror that keeps us feeling really, you know, sometimes overweight or undervalued and unworthy. So these are really unconscious things that we do, and I created a video of what those three things are. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyone's welcome to go and get those videos.
Cool.
Just by visiting the website.
Just by visiting the website, www.beautyuprising.com.
Fantastic.
I love it.
So good to see you, Kat.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
my gosh.
You.
I saw her walking over this way, and I was like, ooh, look at those eyes. Who is that? Ooh,
I know. I think she's going by Diane's Delight and grabbing dessert. Diane's looking at the dessert. Oh, we're on live. I love that when you're at these different events and you start talking and people go, huh? And they start jumping in the conversation, not realizing that you're live.
Can't really do that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kat, for being a part of
Absolutely.
It. And I look forward to seeing what your next
Absolutely.
Little adventure is.
Yeah. Have fun, guys.
You're an
thank
inspiration.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So are you.
Beautiful.
Chocolate Shop Wine, purveyor of all things chocolate, has 6 different flavors to choose from. Chocolate red wine, cream de coco, chocolate strawberry, chocolate mint, almond roca, and chocolate sparkling wine. Go to www.chocolateshopwine.com to find them. They've got some fun things. As a matter of fact, I know that they're going to be bringing over a special. There's a free shipping special. And
oh,
we'll
really?
We'll be posting that on Facebook and letting everybody know about that.
I love the almond roca sparkling.
Oh,
we had that
gosh.
Last time.
The
oh.
almond roca. Well, and it's funny because the sparkling is fun to have with pretty much anything.
Yeah.
That almond roca, put that in coffee, put it over the top of ice cream, and you've
anything.
Got one of our co-hosts, Jason, had taken it and mixed it and used it with pancakes or French toast.
With pancakes?
Yes, for French toast. Put it in the mix for French
That's
toast.
That's a fun breakfast.
I know. I thought, you know, because, I mean, the alcohol gets
like
all,
that.
It all gets erased out of there. So
of course.
It's, you know, no more alcohol. It's a photo op.
Thank you, beautiful.
And Chocolate Shop is actually here today, so we're going to be checking them out a little bit. I'll probably have Kayla come over and chat with us about the newest, latest thing. I know that they've gotten several different awards for a lot of their wines, and we actually got to interview on one of our previous shows, it's the Passport to Woodinville. We interviewed the winemaker who created Chocolate Shop and the whole philosophy behind it. It was really,
oh,
really,
really
cool
How long
interview.
Have they been around for?
Chocolate Shop's been around for a couple of years now. I'll have to
but
find
newer.
Yeah, but
yeah,
newer,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And here joining us is our lovely Darnell Sue. Let's make sure her mic is on. Oh, we got to turn it on.
Is this thing on?
She's
there
on.
We are. Yay!
Oh, no.
You're good. Hi.
Thank you.
Do I have lipstick on my teeth?
No.
No.
We're
I
good.
Feel like I do.
I
no,
love
you're
that.
Good.
She's like
a feeling where you feel like it.
Like you have, okay. Yeah, something awkward.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
and
not
you've got nude
there.
Lips, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
So even if you do have
nobody's
on your
gonna
teeth,
know.
You're fine.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, it's kind of pink, but.
You look fantastic.
Okay.
Well, thank you for inviting us and allowing us to be a part of this. I mean, Girl Power Hour has been a big part of the East Side in Seattle for well over 5 years now.
Almost 6 years.
And I know this year you kind of took it back a little bit,
yeah.
And but you the events that you're putting on are really more about content and really driving home a point. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what tonight is about.
Well, tonight this is featuring kind of the best of women in social media. Everybody knows that women, they do social media well. There was an article that just came out this last week in the Puget Sound Business Journal about women in the Puget Sound using Twitter. And four out of the five gals that they listed in that as like the, you know, kind of power Twitterers. I don't know why I wasn't involved. I should have been included.
I was going to say, you are a Twitter
I was a little
freak.
Bit disappointed, but anyway, four of the five of our gals that we have on the panel tonight were featured on that list, and
oh,
one of them
awesome.
Was on the cover.
Oh, wow.
She was on the cover. So that's Miss Destructo, a.k.a. Amber Osborne. So she'll be here with her alter ego and everything. But we're going to be talking about sort of trends in social media, what's happening, how to maximize your presence online, what's hot, what's coming, what's next. And we're going to be tweet casting the entire time, so it's going to be fun.
I love that. Now, you know, it's funny because we were just talking about social media and, you know, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you really, really get it. Your 40s and 50s, some of us are still kind of like, you know, I'm 43. And it's like, okay, I got the hashtags thing down now. But you just said Twitter casting.
Tweet casting.
You want to tell us what tweet casting is? Because I have to tell you, when I first saw your thing, I'm like, okay, so how is that different than Twitter?
Okay, well, right? I know. Well, there's so many things that go into all this. And, you know, we're always learning. But tweet casting, the way I interpret it, this is Darbonics, I guess. I think it's a real thing, actually. I mean, tweet casting is a real thing, and it can be done in a variety of ways. But how we're going to do it tonight is we're going to be tweeting content live from the entire from the program. So as I hear,
oh, so like paraphrasing.
Yeah, paraphrasing.
Okay.
We're going to be using the hashtag PowerSocial. So our whole goal tonight is to trend in the Seattle area. So if we can get a whole room of people using the hashtag PowerSocial.
Which I'm so proud of myself. I did.
Did you
when
do that?
When we launched the show saying what was going on, we tweeted and
hashtag,
we put PowerSocial.
Hashtag PowerSocial. So there's been a lot. So one way that you can track all the buzz if you want to see what's happening and you are not here is you can go to Twitter, type in hashtag PowerSocial into the search button or in the search area on Twitter, and you will see all the conversation. You can see who's there, who's tweeting, who's
wow.
listening. We're not doing a live streaming tonight because I kind of got on
that's a lot.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I just wasn't able to pull it together last minute, so I'm actually really kicking myself. But we'll be tweet casting instead, so that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm not moderating tonight. I'm actually going to be tweeting as much content as possible. And I actually have another girl, so we'll be dual tweet casting.
So you're going to be like nice. Seriously social media girl.
Yeah, there's
tonight.
Four people up there that are going to be just tweeting live for Girl Power Hour. And then everybody else in the audience is hopefully going to
be
doing it as well.
Thing,
yeah.
So now one other question, because I know you've got to get back to the event here. When you say trending, what is it that you're trying to, what does that mean to somebody in social media?
What it means is if you go onto the, if you go and click me on Twitter, kind of the button up there, on the left-hand side, you'll see what's trending in your area or worldwide or in the United States. It's easier to trend in your own neighborhood. So if you click on Seattle, you can see all of the hashtags that are trending. Our hashtag, again, is Power Social. So if we get enough chatter and engagement on Twitter, then hopefully our hashtag Power Social will pop up in that section. And that's what I want to see, because then I can screenshot it and then use that for, you know, to sell this to sponsors.
So I so totally need to be telling people to hashtag socially savvy every time we're on air
talking
about it.
Yeah, you need to pick a hashtag and go with it and not change it. That's a tip I would give.
Okay.
So you just need to pick one and go with it. A lot of people make up hashtags. It's not really a good idea to do that. If there's some information that if you want to sort of expand your Twitter sphere, a good idea would be to go and put a hashtag of something that you're looking for and see what comes up. And if there's a ton of chatter on it, start following those people and jump in on that conversation.
Okay. So that's a great way to start when you're not quite sure what you're doing.
Yeah. I don't even know if we're going to talk about that tonight. I should be on the panel.
You should totally be on the panel.
But
you definitely sound like you know what you're doing.
Well, it just means we'll have to do another follow-up.
We'll have to do another one, yeah. we'll do it again. Actually, this is a popular one. Maybe I'm thinking about doing it again in the fall.
A good idea.
Instead of our 6-year anniversary, or kind of doing something like a 2-day event around our 6-year anniversary where it's like something like this, a panel and then a big party.
Oh, wow.
But that's kind of ambitious. I don't know if I need a bigger staff for that.
I think you can do it.
Hint, if anybody wants to join. Okay, I got to go.
Okay, thank you so much,
also,
Darnell.
One thing, Usnaps is in the back, and they have really cute like props that say hashtag Power Social, so go back there and get your picture taken if you're here.
I love it.
Great job tonight. This looks beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful, beautiful. Good luck.
I absolutely. This is one of those things where I'm sitting here. So I pulled up the Twitter page.
Okay, I'm excited what we learned.
I know, I am too. I pulled up our Twitter page for me, LB Duchess, and checking out who's trending. And the other cool thing is it kind of shows you who to follow based off of people that you're following or people that you're following are following. No, I don't know if that came. Yeah, talk about confused here. But Kat has been all over the place. She's already hashtagging Power Social, and I'm going to retweet some of her stuff. That's one of the things I was going to tell people. When you're getting started with Twitter, if you start feeling a little, you make your first tweet, make it something that is going to have some content, that is going to boost somebody or encourage something, or make it information that people want to know. I can't tell you how many people will get their Twitter account and they go, "I'm walking my dog." Wow.
Yeah, something I really would. I think it needs to be something that someone wants to follow. I mean, I think one thing that I learned, I had a conversation once with a gentleman named Andy Caruza of Brand Buddy.
I love Andy.
We love Andy.
He's adorable.
He said, whatever you do, don't try to sell yourself or sell a product, but try to pull at people's heartstrings.
Oh, that's
so
really
the
good.
The moment that you pull at a person's heartstrings, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, through your, you know, My Shoes, whatever it is, that's always a winner.
Oh, I love
that. So, walking your dog isn't really much of a puller.
Well, and the whole point is...
I mean, it could be. We are in Seattle. People love their pets, but...
Not quite what we had in mind.
No.
So, if you're listening to the show, anybody who's listening, please go ahead. And if you do have your Twitter, I have tweeted on LB Duchess the hashtag and stuff for the show, so you can share that. Add your hashtag. Add hashtag Power Social and Socially Savvy, and you'll be added into hopefully we'll be trending tonight. That would be fun.
Yes.
We have another one of the panelists over here, I believe. So I'm sorry we haven't even had a chance to meet yet. We've just been kind of, you know, got thrown into it and started, you know, crazy time. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here. I'm Shauna Kazi, and I've worked for a bunch of major companies, most recently Nordstrom, Comcast, Google. Right now I'm moved into the startup world, and I work at a company called Decide.com.
Decide. I want to know about this.
I do, too. So, I'm going to be trying to experiment and do this while we're doing it. So as if I'm tweeting you, I would tweet, I'm with...
At Shauna Kazi.
At Shauna Kazi, okay.
S-H-A-U-N-A-C-A-U-S-E-Y.
There you
I'm
are.
I'm following this too.
I love this. So this is what we're going to walk you through. It may sound a little awkward on the show, but you know, we're going to try to walk you through how to do some of this stuff. So that's awesome. Okay, so with Shauna Kazi, so what is it that your company provides?
So have you heard of Faircast, the company that predicts that predicted airline flights, so you knew when to buy an airline flight?
Yes.
And it was sold to Microsoft, so now it's part of Bing Travel.
Oh, wow.
This is the second company from the same data scientist team, so we predict the future price of basically anything that you want to buy online.
Oh, wow.
And we're continually launching new categories. So if you want to know when to buy a laptop, for instance, we'll tell you if you should buy now or if you should wait a few hours or a few days to save $200, $300. Sometimes you'll see savings of $700 or $800 on TVs by just waiting a little while. So it's a really fun, geeky company, but has really valuable insights for saving a lot of money. And really what we're trying to do is help consumers sift through all the advertisements to know what's really a good deal, and also sift through what's called dynamic pricing. So prices are actually changing all the time now online, with Amazon and other retailers changing real-time prices. So this is a tool for consumers to know how to fight back against that and really help you know when to buy.
I like that
because
I'm always up for a good bargain.
Yeah,
I know.
On anything.
Well, and it's like airfares. It's right now I've been trying to figure out how to get my son out of town for right after he gets out of school. And I just, okay, so you check on a Tuesday, and Tuesday, I missed Tuesday, so how else would I find it?
You never want to pay the most, right?
No.
You don't want
no.
to be that person that
no.
pays the highest price possible. So.
Well, and I can't.
Yeah. Sometimes it's actually a difference to be able to afford it or not. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So where would people find you for this information on the web?
Yeah, so we are just decide.com, D-E-C-I-D-E, and we're Decide on Twitter, @ Decide.
Okay. At Twitter, at Decide. I love it. Well, I'm going to be following you now.
Yeah, thanks.
You came
I will
up first,
you
by
back.
The way, when I typed in @ Shauna. You were the first Shauna.
Oh, great.
So good for you on what you're doing.
I'll make sure to follow you back.
Thank you.
I was early on Twitter, which helps, right? So.
Oh, that was me, too. I remember I was watching the Ellen show, and they introduced Twitter, and so I immediately went because I didn't want to lose LB Duchess. I didn't want to lose the Duchess. So I went in there and did nothing with my Twitter for the first almost year and a half, two years, because what was I going to do? I'm running, tweeting. So
yeah. I mean, at first you really were figuring out how to use it, what to do on it.
Unless you were a superstar, which everybody wanted to know if you were walking your dog.
Yeah, exactly. That whole life casting idea of sharing what you're doing over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really love the way social media is progressing and how it's becoming, just this fantastic way of connecting people.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely adore it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. I'm
really
looking forward to hearing you up on the panel.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so this whole trending and Twitter thing, let's see where we are for trending. I keep updating here just to see what is going on.
So I need to tell you something. It has nothing to do with age.
Okay,
because
but for
I'm
me,
26,
I feel like it does.
And if you go on my Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, there's a hand number of, I've gotten Facebook down. So I don't know if it's an age thing.
Well, you know, I think where the age comes in, you know, with younger people, it's such a big part of what is popular. It's kind of like, you know, kids and what do you call them? Those bands back when I was in school. That was the new trendy, cool thing. Now it's about this whole social experience and how are you connecting with people and, you know, whereas social media in the beginning was just kind of this way of saying what was on your mind and touching base. Now it's really become a way of connecting people in a very real way that's going to make a difference. You see, this generation coming up is really about changing people's lives, changing our culture, and changing an experience. And I that's where I love where we're going now.
Definitely. Well, bringing cultures together, I think, is also a really big part of it, too, which I think is great, really inspiring each other.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, we'll both catch up soon. We'll work on it together.
I know. I love this. She's like, I'll work on it with you. It's
like,
okay.
I'm 26. Am I? Or maybe I'm just an old soul or just not very
Facebook
savvy.
Well, and I think some of it, too, depends on what's going on with your lifestyle. There are some lifestyles that it is more difficult to bring in this whole social media thing than it is for others. If you're very hands-on, you know, it's, and I don't want it to come across derogatory, but if you're out there and you're on a shovel and you're a hardworking construction dude, you're probably not going to be doing a whole lot of tweeting because you're very labor intensive with what you're doing. It's a very physical, in the moment act.
Yeah.
When you're talking about some of these other types of work environments where you're on computers or you're in an office or you're in a studio or at events or those kinds of things in a wine tasting room, that's where that whole social media really can kind of be jumped into and brought into a lot easier because it's kind of like a natural extension of what you are. It's,
yes.
It makes more sense that you would grow an arm for Twitter from that kind of a business than it would for, you know, some
for
other
someone
business.
Else. Yeah. Well, I think it's finding what works for you, and I personally feel that with social media, each avenue has its own type of community.
Yes.
So you have to really, it depends on the people that are on there and what it is that you're trying to go for. I think it
totally
has its own
agree.
Community, yeah.
I totally agree. I think we've got some more panelists who are going to be popping up here to chat with us. Oh, here she goes. Okay, I'm actually jealous. She's coming over with a cocktail. We're drinking wine and she's drinking a cocktail.
I love
it. We're going to have them.
Hi.
Actually, I think what we'll have to do is have them bring over, get a cocktail for us so we can talk about the cocktail on air. That would be too much fun. Hello.
Hello. And thanks for having USNAPs.
Yes,
I was
welcome.
Gonna say, you're the USNAPs that we've been hearing about up front. And
love
I'm looking
it.
At some of the pictures that are being posted. I absolutely love this. This is way too much fun.
You can never have enough fun in our booth.
I
the
like
thing
that.
About our booth is we're all about social sharing of our photos that are free for the participants of the event.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's get started here. Tell us a little bit about where we would find you if we were looking for you on Twitter.
Yep. You can find us just at usnaps.com.
Is that U, Y-O-U, or U?
U.
Okay.
U and snaps.com.
Usnaps.com.
Okay, usnaps.com.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Our hashtag
oh, so that is your
Facebook.
Okay, got it.
Hashtag USNAP.
I'm following. I was a little confused for a moment because the .com was throwing me into the internet world instead of the Twitter world.
No, we are there. Easy to use our photos. Basically, you get a code for each event, and you go to our website, enter in that code, and then you're going to see the gallery. And those photos in that gallery are super high resolution.
Oh, how fun.
Super easy to make your own little gallery to share with your friends. You can tag it. You can like USNAPs.
Oh, I love that.
Every kind of event, private, corporate, weddings, everything. We basically just want to bring the fun, and the photos are free. So it's basically unlimited fun.
Oh,
photography
cool.
taken to a different level.
Definitely.
Oh, I
no
love it.
On-site printing, so nothing gets crumpled up in your pocket that you'll wish you had to look at later.
So it just goes straight. You can just pull it right into your social media without having to worry about any kind of a paper trail.
Right after you take that photo, it's going up online. We've got a laptop right over there for everybody to log into their Facebook and share it immediately.
I love it. Now, here's the funny thing, which I love. You jumped right in with usnaps.com. I still haven't gotten your name.
Oh, Lisa Marie.
Lisa Marie.
I love that name.
I'm just USNAPs when I'm here. I'm the photo booth girl, as they say.
Lisa
well,
Marie.
Well, but Lisa, you know, you do have an idea, so we got to make sure that we can greet you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, and that brings up something that I wanted to chat about, social media, just that I think is important. Sometimes social media can create a barrier of a lack of emotion or a lack of what I would call common courtesy. I think it's really important when you're working with your Twitters and your Facebooks and at events that are merging the two to remember those courtesies. You know, that was why I wanted to make sure I said your name and know who you are because even though the visual of social media can take the humanity out of it, we need to remember that there are human beings behind each and every Twitter, Facebook post, Snapshot, everything. So try to remember that humanity when you're talking with people, and even if you get emotional or heated, you want to just remember there is somebody on the other end receiving, and how would you like it if you were receiving what you're shooting off?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Put the shoe
That's
on the other
foot. That's what's great about putting your name on your photo.
Yes.
And the energy that happens in that booth is what you see in the photos. Everybody gets super happy. They look great.
Well, and they get to dress up, and
oh,
they get
yes.
to just have
we
a fun time.
We have our
and
own homemade amazing props. We've got some very personalized props that we bring to each event. So we want to make it super special and memorable for everyone.
I love this.
I love it. Well, I'm so proud of myself. I just at usnaps.com do, so we'll be linked up with you on Twitter.
Yay.
Thank you for so much for sharing. And apparently we got these drinks brought over. You came over with this cocktail. And this one little cocktail that we're looking at, I believe it's from Zico Water. And it looks like a lemon drop.
Thank you, Zico.
It's got like a coconut undertone.
It's got a lemon coconut-y taste to it.
This might be dangerous.
It's going to be very dangerous. And we're going to be, Socially Savvy's going to be chatting with Zico. We need to have them as a sponsor because I know. How much fun is that?
I absolutely love it. It tastes clean.
It does. Oh, this is awesome. We've got the Zico gentleman. We're going to have him tell us a little bit about the cocktails that we're drinking
today.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Lisa Marie. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Lisa Marie, that is my best friend's name.
Oh, really?
It's my favorite name, yes.
Well, every time I think of Lisa Marie, I think of Elvis, so.
Yeah,
this is
great.
Oops.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Andy.
Okay,
nice
you have a fantastic voice for radio.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
We're like, who's this sitting there?
He's got that hello. Hello, ladies.
Nice deepness.
Welcome.
Yes. So,
well, you just tried our Zico Teeny, so it has our chocolate premium coconut water in it, as well as some pearl vodka and a little splash of Kahlua.
Oh,
did you taste this one?
No, I haven't tasted the Kahlua one.
And that's the chocolate?
Chocolate Teeny.
That one is delicious. Zico Teeny.
Oh.
It's like a nice little dessert drink.
Oh, my word.
You got a little whipped cream on top, some sprinkles. Oh.
Okay, so while we have you here, tell us a little bit about, and it's funny, I'm going to try to multitask here and keep tweeting the show and who I'm chatting with. So tell us a little bit about Zico Water and what they're this big, huge phenomenon that's hit Seattle. Tell us a little bit about what it is.
Yeah, well, Zico, we're 100% natural premium coconut water. And so a lot of people kind of ask, what is coconut water? What does it do for you? It's one of the best hydrating drinks you can actually drink. So it's more hydrating for you than water is. How it does that is it has 5 of your key electrolytes in it. And so you drink one bottle of Zico, you get more potassium than if you were to eat a banana.
Wow.
And so a lot of people think, oh wow, that's really good.
So if you're cramping up when you're...
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a son who is training for... He's signing up for National Guard, and he's got to do this two miles in so much time, but he started cramping up. So I should have him start drinking the Zico water.
He should. After he gets back from a run,
have
him drink his Zico water, and then it'll prevent the cramping because it helps your body recover with all the electrolytes. Because when you're doing strenuous exercise like running and training for the National Guard, your body uses up all its precious electrolytes, and then that's actually why you get dehydrated. So it's not just a deficiency of water.
Oh, wow.
And so you drink the Zico, and it replenishes your electrolytes. It's like a more natural version of Gatorade without all the preservatives from nature. You just climb up a tree. You go to Indonesia where we get our coconuts grown.
Like, just climb
up a tree.
Shimmy
up a little tree.
It's not a big deal.
And you machete open a
shimmer
coconut.
Up that tree.
But I don't know if you want to do that every time you get after a run.
I'd rather just
run,
buy it.
I was going to say, I think I'll just go to the grocery store and buy. So how many different flavors do you have?
We have 3 here today for you to try. We have Zico Natural Premium Coconut Water, my personal favorite, very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a chocolate flavor, which is great for
my favorite.
Yep. Zico Teeny. That's probably our most popular.
Yes.
And then a new up-and-coming one is our mango flavor. It's got a nice mango apple.
I tried that last week.
I tried to get my hands on one of those, and they were gone before I got to the table.
Oh, no. I tried it last week at Wine, Woman, and
Shoes.
We
have a few more over here for you.
I was so bummed. Okay, so you've got to save one of those for me. I got to try the mango.
I'll bring one after this.
I heard that the mango was trending, and it was going to be gone.
Trending?
It was trending. Well, in other words,
it was a limited edition.
Yeah,
it was only going to be here for a little bit.
Of course it is. It's mango. I have to tell you, though, I've been doing this. I started hot yoga.
Very cool.
Never done it in my life. I boxed for 3 years, so I just used to drink lots of water. And then I was introduced to Zico. And at first it was like, a few bottles of water a day. And I was still having a really, really hard time getting through my vinyasa and my power yoga. I received a whole case of the chocolate flavored. And every time I drink 2 of those a day before my hot yoga class, I've been able to complete an entire class.
Nice.
It just gives me this whole surge of energy. My stomach doesn't hurt. It feels great. I love it. And it tastes delicious. Chocolate
it's
is my
amazing.
Favorite.
Yeah, the chocolate.
Yeah, so go Zico. I'm all on Team Zico.
I love it.
Zico,
let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I love about these social, with social...
social events.
Social events. Because
yes.
I was thinking social media, but everybody just came in, so that's why it got so loud. We've got, Girl Power.
They heard you talking about the Zico, and they said, where can I get
that?
Where's
it out?
The mango?
Limited edition. Run.
Run and come and check it out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and I got to make sure I get you a card because we've got to get you on Socially
Savvy. I'll bring
a
mango over for you.
Thank you. Bring me a chocolate.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies, have a great time.
Thank you, Andy.
Too.
Have a great evening.
Okay, so we are still tweeting. I'm trying to get us to trend here. This is crazy. This whole trending
we have to tweet our Zico.
I know. I mean, we haven't even opened the event yet, and so I keep trying to, you know, post the show with. We're chatting with. And so it's kind of funny. I'm going to see where we ended up here. I believe that we've got another couple of guests who are going to be coming over to chat with us today. But in the interim of that, let's do this. Let's go ahead and chat about our Socially Savvy Hints. So social media events. Our hints section is where we chat a little bit about giving people ideas. It's kind of like that opening thought process. It's not acceptable or unacceptable. It's just, you know, you might want to think about. So our first little Socially Savvy Hint is use what you have in proper proportion. In other words, whether you believe in God or not, you were built with two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionately.
I love that.
Listen twice as much as you talk so that you can learn something.
Yes.
So that is my little Socially Savvy Hint. I think you had a couple too. What did you have?
I had written down, well, I was kind of going through the acceptables and unacceptables, but I guess we could skip to I could use one of those as one of my
you
hints.
You could definitely use that as a
hint. No, you know what? I have the perfect hint.
Okay.
As a shoe designer, as far as being a socially savvy hint, when you're at social media events, wear your socially savvy shoes because those are always great conversation starters.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, because there's nothing like a great pair of shoes to stop a woman or a man.
Yes, and you start up a great conversation. I have made many great friends, acquaintances, and started up some great conversations based off of shoes.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm really excited. We have another one of our social people here that is going to be telling us a little bit about. You're one of the sponsors for tonight's event. And so tell us what your product is. I know it's a little bit hard to hear. It got really.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I work at Has Offers, and I also am a writer for Forbes, and I cover digital trends and social media.
Wow!
So you're one of our speakers tonight.
I am. Yes.
Okay.
Welcome.
Wow. I know, it's really hard to hear. I have this
we
just so
huddle.
That I can kind of grasp what's going on. So tell us, what are you going to be talking about today on the panel?
So I'll be talking about social media trends, how brands can best use Facebook and Twitter, as well as some of the trends I'm seeing. One of the things I'm really seeing are, sorry about that.
No, go right away.
How privacy is really becoming a big issue right now.
Oh, yeah.
As well as how brands are needing to start using advertising on Facebook to really reach their users, because EdgeRank was affected a couple months ago, and as a result, brands are having a hard time reaching their users on Facebook, and they're going to have to start using advertising to push through to reach their users.
Oh, yeah,
oh, wow,
because they
like
changed
that.
All of their settings.
Yeah, their algorithm.
Yep.
Oh.
Wow, so we're going to be learning a whole bunch of cool stuff from you tonight.
I'm excited to hear about the privacy.
Yeah, the privacy issues are really interesting. Last year, Instagram actually instigated a new terms of service that was going to allow Instagram to use all of their user photos as advertising.
Oh.
And they pulled back and they changed that. So that's not actually happening now. But it's causing users to have to be more aware of the terms of service and be more diligent about how users are actually using social media nowadays.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being a part of tonight. And I'm really looking forward to hearing. Is there somewhere, where would people find you to find out more information?
I'm on Twitter. My name is @KellyHClay.
At Kelly H. Clay. Thank you so much for
Thank
tonight.
You.
Thank you, Kelly. It was a pleasure to meet you.
So
Privacy on Facebook. I'm excited to hear about that.
Well, and it's interesting because I think with the whole social media trend that's been going on, everybody wants a piece of the action. Everybody wants to try to capitalize on it and make money off of it. And while that's all great and everything, you do still need to remember that social media is at core. It's about being social.
Exactly.
So if you're going to do something that is going to rely on making money off of that, or you're going to try to make money off of that, you want to make sure that you are very conscientious of your impact on that social media with that product or with that presence. For instance, I have a double life.
Yes.
That I lead. And so in that double life, I do some selling. And I'm very, very cautious about how often I put things up to let people know. I try to give them more about information. And if they want those products, hey, reach out to me, versus this every hour on the hour. Hey, you've got to buy this. You've got to buy that. You've got to take a look at this. You've got to take a look at that. Because all that's going to do is get you blocked.
Definitely.
People are going to drop you
and
go.
You become a car salesman. Even though we love cars and car salesmen, but pretty much it becomes a selling thing and less of a social thing.
Exactly. You become junk mail.
Yeah. Exactly. I like that's well put.
You don't want
to
be social media junk mail.
So and we are not junk mail, my darling.
We are not junk mail. Okay, so we have another one of our panelists sitting in front of us, Joanna Lord.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. A little crazy in here, but it's exciting crazy.
It got crazy super fast.
We had a group of beautiful women,
right?
Powerhouses in one area.
With wine and snacks.
Yes.
I know. Does it get any better than that? So tell us a little bit about what it is that you're going to be speaking about tonight.
Sure. So, you know, all of us, we kind of have a lot of talking points around generally right now, what's exciting in social, how should businesses be using social. Specifically, I'm going to be talking about mobile, how to build an app, when should a business invest in building an app.
I need to pay attention to this one.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a really fun little topic. I'm building an app right now, so it's been a very, in front of my face type activity, and it's got its own challenges.
Wow.
And you can leverage social in very different ways. So I'm going to be discussing a lot of that and talking about how you can use social to help in search engine marketing, search rankings, how you can use it to build a brand online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so some really fun things. I'm pretty excited about this panel. It's a great group of women from a lot of different types of companies.
Yeah.
A lot of backgrounds.
So what... why would somebody be looking at making an app? So for instance, Socially Savvy, for our blog talk radio show.
Yep.
What would we be looking at making an app for? How would that
help? That's a great question. I think a lot of companies just assume, I'm just going to offer what I do currently in some sort of mobile form, right? And I'm just going to make it available in the App Store, and all the people will flock to it because they love my website or they love what I do, they love my radio show. And I think it's a little bit different of a perspective. Often it's like, what can I offer a mobile user that we already currently do on our website, or we already currently do with our efforts, and offer them just that in an app form. So really streamline that experience. So for you guys, maybe it's, you know, past recordings, or maybe it's just your best content, or maybe it's a way for them to connect with you and ask you Q&A questions, like on the go during shows.
Okay, I would love that, because we've been trying to get listeners to give us their socially acceptable and unacceptable stories.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we should do.
It usually ends up being the idea that has some sort of form of communication in it, really low effort invested, and it's for a mobile user. It's for someone that can't necessarily be in front of a computer when they want to experience whatever you're doing. So it's a really different need, which makes apps really fun and sexy because they tend to be really high value.
Yeah. Well, it's convenient for the on-the-go people, as we are.
Yep.
It's very convenient.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think of all the things, my favorite apps. You know, I have a mentor in town, a woman investor, and she always says, I only use apps that I can control with that one thumb. If I have to use both hands to do anything in the app, it's never going to work out.
Wow.
And that's how I feel. Like, I'm just like, I'm talking to you right now, but if I could be doing something and getting twice the amount why not?
Oh, yeah.
So, well, I think that's some of the best apps that are out there. So
I absolutely love that. So if somebody wanted to find out more about you, where would they find you on Twitter?
Yeah, so on Twitter, I'm at Joanna Lord, L-O-R-D, and I'm the VP of Growth Marketing over at a company called SEO Moz. So we sell search engine marketing software, and you can find out more about me there.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
I absolutely adore it. Thank you so much.
I'm
really looking forward to this portion of your show
tonight.
Thanks,
ladies. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be a great one. Thank you, Joanna.
Joanna Lord. Okay, I just tweeted her. Now I got to find her on Twitter as well, because I'm not going to miss out.
I know. You're doing better than me at this.
I'm trying.
Multitasking this evening. I'm just on my phone, so I'm like...
It's so funny because this is, and it's so, it, what cracks me up is you'll see at these different social events where people will be walking around and they'll have somebody following them with a phone. And you're thinking, what is this crazy person following? No, they're tweeting. They're doing the social media. They're tweeting. They're Instagramming.
They're getting work done.
It's typically, I mean, it's like a serious, almost full-time position when you're at social events if you want to be seen socially in that kind of a way.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me a little bit of an extreme TV show.
I know.
I adore the thought process. I put out for an intern, and I'm trying to find somebody who can do that for Socially Savvy for us as well and keep us up on stream because to do it and do the show at the same time has been a little bit crazy today.
It has been a lot, yeah. Well, this is good. It's a learning experience.
Definitely has been a huge learning experience. So I want to do a pop in here. Girly Girl Wines, a woman's wine company designed to serve women who are young at heart and enjoy their girly girl time in their daily life. Girly Girl Wines also donates a part of its proceeds to help fund all different kinds of cancer research. Check them out at www.girlygirlwines.com. All right, socially unacceptable, unacceptable. Because, well, blunt works best.
Yeah.
It always has. My socially acceptable is, it is socially acceptable to ask friends if they would be willing to share information on your page, but don't expect them to say yes.
I like that you added that end part of don't expect them to say yes. Don't take it personal.
Right. Don't take it personally. Understand everybody has a different purpose for their social media presence, whether it be their Facebook, their Twitter. Some people, if they have a business, it may not be that they don't like. So actually, let me use myself as an example. I have had different music people contact me and say, hey, would you share our new musician? Would you, you know, share their website, blah, blah, blah. Well, I will go and check out the music, and, you know, my social demographic is 30 to 60 business social professionals.
Exactly.
So if I put alternative rock on there, it's probably not going to be a good fit for my demographic, and I may, in fact, end up turning some of my demographic away. So in when you're talking about LB Duchess and Socially Savvy, when people ask, I have to be very aware of the content that I'm putting forward that meets my social demographic needs. If you're asking a friend to do it, and let's use the same example, for instance, and she's a mother of three, and they're in elementary school and junior high school, and she's got all these kids on her Facebook page, she may not want to have your alternative rock information out there because it may be a little extreme for what she is trying to do in raising her children.
Definitely.
Or the presence that maybe she's on the PTSA. So there's a lot of aspects of people's social life, whether it be business social, personal social, that may be the reason why they're not comfortable sharing. They may want to support you, which means they'll go to your page and like it, but don't be offended and don't make them uncomfortable and possibly lose a friendship because you're all for saving the dogs. Maybe they really don't like dogs, and while they don't want to see anything happen bad to dogs, they're not going to put any time into supporting that. That's just not their thing.
Yeah.
So,
no, I completely agree with that. Because we all get lots of emails and messages on our Facebooks and all this stuff. And, you know, as much as we want to support everyone, we also have to look after, as far as businesses, our brands as well. If you are using Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is for your business, you really have to look at your brand, your demographic, who's watching, who's listening, and really make sure to continue catering to that and any support that you're trying to give off to anyone else.
That sounds awesome. I love that. Okay, we've got another speaker here. Her name is Lauren. She's with...
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
It's Activate.
Yeah, Activate is a vitamin-enhanced beverage. It's a fitness beverage. It's zero calories, sweetened with stevia, which is awesome. So a lot of women that don't want any calories when they're working out or after, it's really great. And what's so cool is the top of the cap has the vitamins separated from the bottle. So once you twist, it's activated, so they're fresh vitamins. So they're not sitting in the bottle for who knows how long.
Taste this.
Well, and I think a lot of people don't realize that once a vitamin gets oxygenated or exposed, it's less potent. Yeah, as you say, it starts to degenerate quickly, and that's why you'll see a lot of vitamins kept in black bottles or non-see-through is to try to keep the integrity of the vitamin a lot longer.
Oh,
what a brilliant idea.
It's pretty cool, and it's pretty genius. I'm surprised no one's thought of this before, and it's real, they're doing so well in California. We just kind of came up here. We're getting pretty big here now.
You're originally based out of California?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we're doing pretty well.
That's yeah. Awesome. Wonderful.
So where would people find you on Twitter? Because I need to follow you, and I also need to have you, we contact you with Socially Savvy.
We are
you in our swag bag.
Yeah. We are on all social media. I need to ask the Mr. Main Manager is over here, and he knows all of those. Let me ask.
Oh, him. That's totally cool. We'll get it. We'll put it on the Facebook pages.
Awesome.
Oh,
here,
he brought
we'll
it
to
us. Thank
you.
I
love it. We need more.
I'm taking this with me before my
great.
Yoga class tonight.
Oh, how
do
fantastic.
It.
Tell everybody about it.
Oh,
they're
I
great.
Love it. Thank you so much
thank
for
you
sharing.
Guys for having
thank
you, me. Lauren, of course. Oh, this is great. Look at the bottle.
This is way too much fun. I love
this. This is the raspberry citrus.
Oh, what's this one? I want to see that
and
one.
And then what's the other flavor?
I love raspberry.
And we've got blueberry palm.
Okay,
I'm
you can have
palm. Both. I'm going to be greedy.
The fruit punch. I want a raspberry. I'm going to beg
you
for
a raspberry.
Raspberry.
Oh, and the
I want
fruit
a
punch.
And the fruit punch, yeah. I want one of the raspberries, so I'll have my assistant grab me a raspberry.
The bottle is BPA free. So I was just told that the bottle is BPA free as well.
That is
This is what a great
fantastic.
Idea, and they're based out of California. Twist. Shake and open.
Twist, shake, and open. Woo! It sounds
nice.
Like a dance. Okay, this is way too much fun. Well, we are. Looks like we're going to be winding up our portion of the show. We've got just a few more minutes here. I believe that one of our sponsors is going to be, the last sponsor is going to be coming over. I'm really excited because this has been one of our sponsors from the get-go. It's our chocolate shop. We did get a chance to do an interview with the winemaker at the Woodinville Passport. And I'm sitting here with one of my favorites, Kayla, which I haven't had a chance to see you in a very long time.
Hello.
You were actually there at the very beginning of Socially Savvy, so it's awesome to see you here tonight.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yes, welcome.
Of course. So what you brought us over a glass of Chocolate Shop. Which one?
Chocolate Shop Creme de Coco.
Oh, this one reminds me so much of something you would pour in coffee.
Yes. So that this one's my favorite. Beautiful. It's a red wine fused with chocolate, but
wow.
In this case, it also has a little bit of dairy in it, so it has a nice, thicker consistency. It's going to have a little bit more of that cocoa, chocolatey, almost like a liqueur consistency to it as well.
Very rich.
Very rich.
Yes.
Very.
Yeah, I love
like it.
It,
though.
It's a great sipper. Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Cheers. So
thank you.
We've got a couple minutes. Chocolate Shop has been on the rise. You are all over the country.
Yes.
You tweet, you Instagram, you Pinterest, you Facebook. You guys, for a company, have really kind of grabbed a hold of the social media.
Yes.
And it has literally helped explode you. To what degree do you think the social media has helped your cool little company here out of Washington?
It is really, Chocolate Shop has really become a lifestyle brand. You can drink it year-round. It's killer during the holidays. It's great for celebrating, for girls' nights, birthday parties. Summertime, add a little bit of club soda, and it's a summer spritzer.
Oh,
check.
So going to have to try that one.
I
so
haven't
good.
Done that. I have a bottle, actually, so I'll have to try that.
Nice. No, it's super good. And the social media has really helped us, just launch it into people and talk directly to people, whether it's through pictures, creative pictures, or Pinterest. It helps us connect on different platforms and creative ideas and recipes and it's really helped launch the brand for sure.
I absolutely adore it.
It goes back to pulling at people's heartstrings, even in the kitchen.
It does.
Yeah.
I really love it.
That's so great.
Well, thank you so much for being
You're
a
welcome.
Part of all
Thanks
these different
me.
Events. And I'm really looking forward to, we're going to be over at one of your sister brands, Apex, here in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
So hopefully awesome. We will see you out there.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank
Take care,
you,
Kayla.
Of course. Have fun tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we are winding up the show here. We are, this Socially Savvy is celebrating their 99th show tonight.
Wow.
Next week will be our 100th show, and that is why we're doing this special event over Apex, which is actually it's next week, not in 2 weeks. So we want to thank all of our Socially Savvy listeners for being a part of the last 99 shows.
And we want to thank you for your hard work and efforts in all 99
you.
Shows and all the support you give all the other women in town.
It's been a whole lot of fun. It's been a great and crazy ride. I have to say social media, a Blog Talk Radio would definitely classify into social media because it is that streaming outside of what
seconds.
The norm is. But it's been a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to growing and having a lot more fun. So with our show now national, we have started putting all of our events on our Facebook pages, so be sure to check them out at Socially Savvy as well as LB Duchess. We want to thank our sponsors for tonight's show, Girl Power Hour, Bellevue Nordstrom Cosmetics, Girly Girl Wines, Schwartz Brothers Restaurant, House Wines, Lena Zenadine.
Yes, thank you, love.
And all of our fantastic listeners. So we're ending tonight's show with that glass of, not the house, but of the chocolate shop, Creme de Coco. And we invite you to like us on our Facebook pages, Socially Savvy, to be entered into drawings for prizes from our savvy sponsors. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the show, because we're going to be starting to do drawings that are specifically for show subscribers. So make sure you subscribe to that show and follow us. Make sure that all the events that you attend, you make them better because you were there. So have a socially savvy week, everybody. Bye, Lena.
Bye, love.